Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao made the surprise announcement that she has decided to fire Oakland Police Chief LaRon Armstrong at a news briefing. Tao said Armstrong had her respect and appreciation, but after taking the time to review the disciplinary cases that led to Armstrong's suspension, she concluded the city could not simply write them off as mistakes, as Armstrong had done.
But I am no longer confident that Chief Armstrong can do the work needed to achieve the vision. So today, I have decided to separate from Chief LaRon Armstrong from the city without cause. This was not an easy decision, but it's one I believe is necessary for that progress to continue. It's precisely because I admire Chief Armstrong that this has been personally very difficult. But this process has reinforced my commitment to making decisions based on the best interests of the department and the city of Oakland, and not based on personal feelings or relationships.
Last month, an independent investigation concluded that the police chief and the department failed to properly investigate and discipline a sergeant for a 2021 hit-and-run crash and for firing his gun last year in a police headquarters freight elevator. The report by an outside law firm said the department's internal affairs division downplayed the first incident so the sergeant could avoid serious discipline, and the police chief violated department rules by failing to hold his subordinate officers to account and allowing the officer to escape responsibility for serious misconduct. The law firm probe said the department had systemic deficiencies in its ability to handle officer misconduct, including some that stem from a failure of leadership and a lack of commitment to the pursuit of truth by the internal affairs process. Armstrong, who was appointed in February of 2021, has touted reforms in the department, which was placed under federal oversight some two decades ago because of a corruption scandal and ordered to make dozens of changes. Oakland had hoped to extricate its police department from federal supervision. Mayor Tao noted the federal judge and the monitor had raised major concerns arising from the latest incidents, as documented in the independent investigation.
The federal judge overseeing the city said that he was profoundly disappointed in the evidence he'd seen and that the report demonstrates significant cultural problems in the department. The federal monitor determined there were systemic issues serious enough to render the department out of compliance with an important requirement of the negotiated settlement agreement. And I personally believe this report shows the absolute necessity of continued reforms to address the issues that have come to light.
Armstrong released a statement on his firing, saying he was deeply disappointed in the mayor's decision and that his termination is fundamentally wrong, unjustified, and unfair. Since Armstrong, who is black, was suspended last month, he has lobbied vigorously for his reinstatement, even holding a rally with the Oakland NAACP, which supported him. Civil rights attorney John Burris had also supported Armstrong's reinstatement. The Anti-Police Terror Project has said that diversifying police doesn't address the fact that policing is as systemically racist as it is innately violent. Including Armstrong, the troubled Oakland Police Department has had 10 chiefs or interim chiefs in the past 10 years. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.